Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit. Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited this evening because we have a very, very special guest gracing the show this evening. And when I say they are a very special guest, they are very special to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. This guest says he lives, breathes, and sleeps music. He's a native from Chicago but currently resides in the California area, where he is the CEO of MVE Records. He has deep roots in the music industry, and he plays several different instruments, such as the drums, electric bass, percussion, piano, keyboard, and he can DJ. He has toured with the likes of music greats such as Pete Esposito, Sheila E., Prince, Najee, the late, great Wayne and Tinsdale, Kirk Franklin, and Daryl Coley. And if that isn't enough, he has shared the stage with a number of major recording artists, including Tony Tone, The Roots, Timberland, Missy Elliott, Genuine, the late, great Aaliyah, and many others. And he has an amazing roster of talented artists, such as Mandy Lee, who was a former guest on our show, Ephemius, who will be gracing our show this Friday, and Miss Lou, just to name a few. So please help me welcome the CEO of MVE Records, Gary Dotson, to the show. Gary, welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
It's just, you know what, I so honor people who are able to, you know, make time for people who want to get to know them better in the industry and in the world. So I so appreciate you accepting the invitation to come onto the show.
Pleasure's mine.
Well, I'm just going to get started because we have been highly anticipating this show. You know, so many people were wondering when we were going to have the show, and I told them it's coming, and he will be here this evening. And I see, before we get into the interview, I'd like to thank all of those people who are in the chat room who's tuning into the show. I know you guys are going to be having questions for Gary a little bit later in the show. Gary, let's start off by telling us who Gary Dotson is, because reading your bio, I was thoroughly impressed, and I said, "Wow, I just can't wait to talk to him." So let's start off where are your roots from?
My roots, pretty much, I grew up in church. Pretty much, I probably was born on the front row somewhere. But my grandfather was a pastor back in Chicago. He was actually a musician as well, drummer. My father was a drummer, and I just inherited, you know, the musical traits that way. And I just kind of grew up in a church, pretty much just playing with other musicians, learning other things. When all my buddies was out there, you know, partying and having a good time, I was just more perfecting my craft and learning how to better myself as a musician, because at a young age of 3, I just knew that's what I wanted to do in life, you know. So I'm just, you know, I'm very humbled to be, you know, in a position that I am. This type of you know, talent that, you know, God gifts us with is very humbling experience, because I get to give back in any kind of way that I can and make a difference in any way I can. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. You know, like I said, I live, sleep, and think about, breathe music all the time. That's just always running through my head. You can be talking to me right now, and I probably think of something about 5 or 10 minutes from now. But
you know what? I can tell if a person plays that this many instruments, I can tell that that music has to be their world, because there's no way you'll be able to get yourself involved passionately with playing this many instruments without being passionate about music. Just a given. Now, you've been doing this since you were 3, so it was like an inherited talent that has come through the your family tree. So tell us a little bit about when you first got into performing with some of the talents that we just named that you have performed with or toured with.
Well, when I growing up in Chicago, my parents actually split, and my mother moved out to Sacramento, so we were going to church there in Sacramento. And at that time, Sacramento wasn't necessarily considered the Bay Area; it was just Sacramento. But now it's more of the Bay Area all in together itself. However, I was surrounded by a lot of good musicians in the church. And in high school, I played, you know, with other different people that are very good in their crafts as well. I pretty much, I guess, you know, when I was playing around, I was always wanted to strive to be the best. You know, even when I was playing in junior high school, playing violin and just, you know, getting to that point to be first chair violinist for the Sacramento Symphony Orchestra, just, you know, it was just something that I just don't like to be beaten. And if you're going to beat me, I'm going to come back again. And that's just how I am. That's how I'm wired. So I proved a point, I guess, at a time in the early and mid-90s where the live band, the neo-soul, was really heavy. The Erykah Badus, the Roots, and all those type of genres were really prevalent in the airwaves. And I started just networking just by the talent with other people like Rafael Sadiq, Tony at Club Jeffries and things like that, and opening up and working with Pete Escovedo, father of Sheila E., and also with Sheila E. as well at San Francisco State University. We were doing shows together. And then it just, once, you know, good musicians and you're down-to-earth, you know, type of people, they really kind of, you know, welcome you in like that when you're not just like kind of all out for yourself. What can you get out of this? It was just a natural thing where we were doing it for the love of the music and what we love to do. It wasn't about a paycheck. It wasn't about, you know, anything like that. It was just about, this is what we love to do. Whether we're broke or whether we're rich, we're still musicians at the end of the day.
Absolutely. What transitioned you from touring with all of these great people into unfolding your bring it to life, your own label, your own record label?
I met my wife in college in San Diego, and after we got married and everything, we had kids, and that's one of the key things that slowed me down. I was like, you know, I can't go on tour if I got to be there, you know, for my kids and my wife. So I decided that, you know what, I hear a lot of different, you know, people doing their thing and musically, and I, again, competitive nature. It's like, man, I can compete with these guys. I can beat some of these guys out of what they're doing, and they're making a fortune at it. All right, you know. So I pretty much just kind of sat back and said, you know what, I'm going to start my thing. And the way I actually came up with the name Night Vision Entertainment was more because I was working 2 jobs at the time, picking up a 3rd job, and it was just like the only time that I actually had to focus on my music is at night when my kids were asleep, when my wife was asleep, and I was just like, oh, I'm dead tired. It's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. But the name just stuck, and it just stuck with me, Night Vision Entertainment, NVE Records. And so I said, you know what, this is something that I want to do. I want to help other people fulfill their dreams that are less fortunate, because I mean, by all means, you know, it might look good on the outside, but it's a hard path to take for any musician or any artist, actor, or whatever you may, you know, you know, pertained to, it's just a hard path, and if you lose focus, it's really hard to get back on track. And you know, there's a big statistic where, you know, 5% of musicians or artists or actors make it in the industry out of the 100%. And I agree with that statistic, but however, I think it's just more numbers, because it's like when life throws you a curveball, you know, you have to switch up your stance of hitting to hit that ball.
If,
you know, so I just looked at it like that. You know what? I was touring and having a good time. Have my, you know, my wife and kids, and help them raise them, and still want to be very much in part of their lives. I went ahead and went the record business route, and then I started, you know, producing artists. And when I started, it wasn't the best out, but you know, over time, you know, with your dedication, you will definitely get better, because you'll be eager to learn and grow.
One thing I do like about it, because I want everyone that's listening, we have quite a few people in the chat room and other people that are tuning into the show. I want to address what you said about you really truly have to be passionate about doing this, and you were holding down several jobs, but you still didn't lose sight of what you truly, truly wanted to do. And it kind of unfolds when things are meant to happen in your life. Even down to the way you said you came up with the name Night Vision Entertainment, because of what you had to do to get to the point of having your own record label. So that's important to be able to know as an artist, that you have to be truly committed and truly, truly passionate about accomplishing your goals. Because I hear a lot of people who want to become artists, who want to be these great singers, but they don't want to put the work into it. So, you know, I love the way you said that, you know, how you're an example. You're a true example of the type of commitment that you should have when you want to do something in life with musically, with your music, or in life, period.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know what? I am so excited because I see Mandy Lee is arrived in the building this evening, and she is one of your artists. She's an amazing talent, and her and I kind of connect online, and she was a former guest on our show. And when I tell you that you know, having her on the show, people were so excited about, especially her rebuttal. The grenade, that I had so many people wanting to hear that over and over again. You know, during the open mic segments, we would play that a lot. And you know, that's an amazing. She had so much accolades, you know, about your company, about you, and the work ethic that you all have, and the relationship that you guys have. And how important do you think it is to have a great relationship with a record label? With the artist and the record label or the management team that's managing them?
Well, whether it's record label to artist or artist to producer or anything that's dealing with the project of reaching one goal, the chemistry has to be cohesive. It has to marry together just right. There's times, I mean, any of my artists will tell you, anytime they come into, you know, California and they're in town and they have to do a show, or my doors is wide open. So even if it's not that we're doing music, we can sit down and watch a movie, laugh, have dinner, do whatever. And they're like uncles and aunts to my kids and things like that. And it's more of a family thing, because when it's harder to, I feel it's harder to stab your brother in the back than a stranger or just a business partner to drag him under the bus. But if we have a loyalty scenario where we are, you know, committed to each other and committed to the same purpose and committed to the same goal, it's just like a baseball team. You know, one person might play pitcher, one person might play first base, but together we're trying to win together, and that's what we're doing. We make it as easy as possible to get along with each other, because it's very easy to lose focus and lose sight. There will be so many kind of people that come at you and say, oh, yeah, and they want to jump on your bandwagon and try to get you this because they see something that they can benefit from. But, you know, I'm totally confident in my artists and the people that I work with that they are very loyal and very, you know, committed to what we're doing because we're doing this from our heart. We're not doing it for the paycheck, and we're not doing it, you know, again, like I said, whether I'm, you know, teaching music or, you know, singing or producing music or whatever, it's something that's from the heart, and that's where we all line up on the same page together.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, I know that people are dying for me to ask this question. What type of artists do you look for to bring on your roster with the MVE Records brand or company?
You know what? I look for passionate people that are passionate because, again, I'm not, when I started, I wasn't, when I started producing, I wasn't the best, you know, at what I did, but I was passionate, and it took long nights of, you know, staying up and reading books and sleeping at Barnes and Nobles and all of these places just to, you know, educate myself on what I'm getting myself into. So I look for people that are passionate. I look for people that are self-motivated, driven, and in the sheer talent. However, I also look at people that understand when you're on a stage and you have a platform, you have the power of your words that actually can bring up somebody or uplift somebody or either bring somebody down. And I think there's a open market, if you will, for people that are actually really, you know, hurting or really can use some hope or really could use some uplifting versus, you know, a lot of other stuff that we currently are familiar with that are on the airways where it's not so much of that. So I look for artists that are really want to get a message across, but also, you know, my goal as a producer or engineer will be to project that image out so it doesn't sound like it was never missing. It sounded like it was always there, but almost like, where you been? We needed this. You know, it's a lane of its own. So
absolutely.
I look for artists that thinks outside the box like that.
I love that you said that. You know, that definitely true. It is very much needed to have music that speaks to that speaks to the masses of people in such a way that people hunger and thirst after the music. Because, you know, I often have conversations with people, and you always hear people say, the music today is not what it used to be. So, it's refreshing to hear you say that about, you know, the type of music that you want to get out there or bring back to life here in the world.
Oh, yeah. I can speak on that all day.
One of the things, there are some, we have some inspiring artists that are here, that are in the chat room. And one of the other questions, I know you said that you look for all types of artists, but as far as the genre of music, how do you say to, what if you have a person that comes to you who wants to do R&B, then you have a person that wants to do rap or country, mm-hmm. is your label open to all of those voices, those genres of music?
Yes, we are. Actually, you know, we have hip-hop artists and we have pop and R&B artists. But I've written jazz. I have a jazzier roots background, so I've written jazz. I'm actually going to work to produce pop rock and also country as well. And it's for me as a producer, so it's a challenge to me, but it's something that I know I can do. But it's also I want to open the door so it's not, you know, limited. When you go to Sony and when you go to Warner Brothers, they don't say I just do X, Y, and Z. They say, we do it all. This is Sony, whatever, country artist. This is our, you know, hip-hop section. And I want to be able to compete with those guys because in order to play with the majors, you got to play hardball with them. So everything has to be on that page where there's no loopholes in my, you know, in my ball playing versus, you know, theirs. So we have to actually be where our photos have to match up to the same kind of quality, our music clarity and quality of music has to be on that same page. If they're doing everything, we have to open it up and do everything too. Otherwise, we're losing out on business and limiting ourselves to our potential growth.
Absolutely. Now, we do have, Gary, if you don't mind, we do have some several hands on the switchboard. Are you opening for answering any questions before I ask you any more questions?
Not a problem. Go ahead and send them right in.
All righty. First caller. Caller from the 615 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic Energy and our featured guest, Mr. Gary Dotson. Who do we have on the line with us today?
Hey, this is Real Flames.
Hey, Real Flames, how are you, dear sir?
Kind of nervous for some reason. I have no idea why.
I hope it's not because of me. I'm nobody.
You have a question for Mr. Dotson?
Yes, I wondered, like, if you had any tips about, from songwriter to songwriter, great tip about how to reach people, like, be more relatable in your music, like, some certain subjects that, you know, people automatically reach out to, you know, grasp onto and gets addicted to them, you know, any tips on how to, you know, be more relatable to a listener?
From songwriter to songwriter, that's a good question. The main key that I would say is be 100% authentic of how you feel, because little do you know, there's millions of people that can relate to your same situation, whether it's going through a breakup, whether it's going to, you know, divorce, whatever it may be, or whether it's, you know, getting married, or whether it's, you know, doing anything that's pertaining to life situations. People relate more to that. I don't want to sound like I want to bash like the current music that is out right now, but there's a lot of music that actually, you know, a lot of people really can't relate to. It sounds cool. It's like seeing, you know, in the video where you see a guy with all these flashy diamonds and all that stuff. Nothing wrong with that. That's their preference. However, reality of today, not too many people are relating to that in a crisis type situation, in the economy, you know, issues and, you know, things going on, floods. You know, there's so much that we can write about that's like open market. So the only thing that I would say as songwriter is just to keep it really authentic, where you have to be able to, it's almost like an audio book. It's almost like an actor. When you act, you have to come across believable. So when they can feel that authenticity and say that you're believable, man, I believe this dude, I feel this guy. I mean, I don't know how many people told me, like, man, I feel Tupac. It's just, I feel him, you know, and it's like, you know what? People feel him because he expresses it a way that makes it, you know, heartfelt. And he put his emotions into it. Wrap your emotions around your words that you write, and you'll see that you're tapping into a lot of people that will relate to you. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, that answered the question more than I wanted it to. But yeah, thank you, though.
Another question, Real Plain?
That's kind of the only good one I had. I don't want to sound stupid on the radio.
this is for to ask the questions that you won't sound stupid. Trust me, this is the opportunity to ask the questions that you want to ask. We still have time. If you want to come back later.
Okay. I was wondering
if you
had time after the show to, you know, check out my Facebook at RealFlames504 to check out some of my music and tell me what you think.
You know what? Give me one hot second, and I'm going to write that down, and I would definitely do that. I love, you know, I'll be 100% honest with you, and also, you know, if it's, you know, some areas that I personally feel that, hey, you know, you can grow right here, you know, just don't, you know, take constructive criticism for what it is, but I will give you my feedback, and I will, you know, it might blow me away. It might be, hey, let's connect, you know. So go ahead and give me that again. I'm writing it down.
Okay. At RealFlames504. And I added you on Facebook, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, if you added me, then I'll go ahead and check it out. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Real Flames.
No problem.
Alrighty. Although we did have some other guests on that, but I think they were a little afraid. But feel free to call back into the show. The number is 917-932-8881. And you are on the air with Poetic Energy and our featured guest, Mr. Gary Dotson of NVE Records. You know, Gary, I wanted to address some of the with NVE, you have quite a few of talented artists. I've had the opportunity to actually listen to a couple of your I actually have some of their music on the show. And surprisingly, I just want to share this with everybody over the airwaves, is your artist Furious. I have not even had him on the show yet. And one day I signed into my account, and I had like several different messages asking me about how to spell his name and how can we connect with him, because I had played his, he had sent me his Electrify, the track Electrify, and we played it several times, and he got mad love in the chat room. But, you know, a lot of people listen to the archives. So that speaks highly of you, because your artists are out there representing you well, and people are wanting to, you know, get to know them better, because almost verbatim, people were asking, how do you spell Furious? Or, you know, that lets me kind of know that they were perhaps trying to Google it, the spelling, and which was very fascinating to me. And I had to put that on Facebook, because that does speak very highly of your label, that you have an artist out there that's representing you well and you're representing him well, because you're producing great music that people want to get, you know, they're thirsty for. Because I was like, oh, my God, you know, I haven't even had him on show yet.
Oh, yeah.
So that has to be an amazing feeling for you to know that your artist, you are accomplishing what you set out to do, and it just touched the world in a much broader way and a better way with the music, by bringing the music back to life again in these times.
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, Furious is spelled Furyus for those who are listening. But Furious is a good friend of mine. Actually, the way we met actually was at the time frame when I was starting NVE Records, when I just came up with the Night Vision Entertainment. I was working at a coffee place, Kinko's. You know, didn't want to give him credit, but Kinko's. And I was working a graveyard shift, and I just slipped him my CD. He wanted me to print out some flyers for his, you know, his label that he was doing. And from there, he was like, man, this dude gave me a CD. You know, he was with his girlfriend. He was doing this thing, and he actually listened to it, and he was like, man, this guy is pretty good, you know. And so we ended up connecting, and I actually did one song for him on his album, and I saw the potential in him that this guy is a go-getter. You know, he's going to, you know, move, you know, and get it going. And sure enough, he did. That one song charted all over the college radio stations. He worked with acts with Wu-Tang and a lot of just major people just from that one song that I produced. And I was like, oh, man, this guy got his own thing. That sucks. You know, so I was like, I got to get this guy over to my team. And, you know, he you know, had a daughter down the line and kind of put music on the back burner, which I understood. And actually just always kept in contact with him. And then just like about a year and a half ago, I said, hey, man, you know what? You know, let me produce your album pretty much. And then he was like, I said, the whole thing. Let me just produce the whole thing. Just trust me. And, you know, he saw, you know, we both knew what can come out of it. And then it went from that conversation went to, you know what, just join NVE Records, you know. So we ended up being, you know, good business partners down the line. And then as well as, you know, him being an artist of mine, but very, very motivated young man and very, very talented. All my acts on the line are very, very talented. I pretty much hold them to a higher standard, you know, so we can be, you know, the ones to beat.
Absolutely. Oh, I love the way you say that. You know, things are meant to happen in a certain way, and it was meant for him to come over to your label. So that has to just totally be awesome. To, you know, because you know, listening to his song, it just blew me away, as well as Mandy's both of her songs, Whipped Cream and the Grenade, the Rebuttal. I was like, oh my God. I just fell in love instantly. So that means you over there doing something, right?
I hope so. I like to think so.
Now, you know, when you're signing your artists, are they required to relocate to California, or are you able to work with artists from, you know, different states?
If we were back probably in the 80s, in the 90s, I would say yes. Now that the technology works in our favor, you know, everybody, you know, is their own producer, their own, you know, video editor or whatever they is. So with technology, I mean, for example, Sirius lives clear on the East Coast, all the way over in the D.C., Maryland area, and I'm clear on the West Coast in California, Southern California. He happened to have his recording programs, and all he has to do is just send me his audio files, and I'll send it, and then I'll just mix it, you know. So we pan back and forth via email, and some of the stuff that people be like, oh, my God, you guys got to be in this huge, crazy studio and this, all this stuff. Some of the stuff was done in garages. Somebody's in living room or something like that at times. So it's all about how you use your technology with what we have. And sometimes, you know, someone may have artists where they can actually, you know, if I'm looking at an artist and they, you know, need, you know, singers in particular, I like to work hand in hand with, just because with harmonies, you know, it's a different little twist to singers recording versus, you know, rappers or things like that, because rappers, you really don't go out of key, you know. Singers,
right.
It's easy, you know, to go out of key and things like that. So I like to, you know, come in and either they'll fly in or I'll go out there or whatever. We'll meet up and work out our parts. But, you know, with technology, it works in our favor.
All right. Well, I wanted to definitely get that question in, because so many people, I know there are going to be some people listening to the archives, and they're going to want to know if we wanted to reach out to this label, you know, because not everybody can just up and relocate, but,
oh, yeah.
You know, they want
oh,
to
yeah.
be able to find a good label to work with. So it was definitely important to get that question out. With NVE, what do you kind of see the company direction do you see the company going in with, say, over the next 5 years? What are some of the things you plan to do with the new artists and as well as just with the more development with the company?
Well, within now to 5 years, the growth process is I plan on to being just really huge. I mean, we've been having people that's helping us that are not necessarily musicians or artists, but more like business side of like, okay, I'm a PR, I'm a publicist, I'm, you know, I do marketing, I do X, Y, and Z, and it's nothing as being the front end of it. It's more the back end of stuff, and they're just jumping aboard because they see what's going on. They see that it's a movement that we're pushing, and the thing is, my goal personally is to bring music back to a point where it can actually, you know, change the mood of your day. There's certain tracks that, I mean, you can listen to a Miles Davis track, and you know, and it'll just brighten up your day or make you feel a certain way, and it doesn't have to have a word to it. It doesn't have to have, you know, any extra twist to this and this special feature or anything like that. So my goal is want to bring music back to the quality of where I feel it should be, because with all the technology and all the things like that, I think it almost kind of, for more people, made musicians and artists lazy. So I want to get that going back into, because, I mean, I look at these artists today, and again, not downplaying anything, but we as a, you know, as a nation of modern artists and composers, we kind of cheat. You know, we'll auto-tune our way into something, or we'll find this kind of little sound just to make it sound full and not really know what we're doing. There's been so many times I actually see, you know, producers, and they'll say, you know, they made this, and I ask them to play it or something like that, and they don't know what key they're in. They don't know how to play it or anything like that. They just sample, cut, you know, and I'm thinking, like, you know what, how will we stand as musicians compared against people that, you know, I have an old school mentality where I listen to like a lot of old school. So How will we stand to, like, you know, being a musician playing in a band with George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic or the Gap Band or Prince or Michael Jackson? And it's like, we wouldn't cut it. How will we stand against, you know, Motown when we have, then they have one mic. And right now we got unlimited mics and we still can't, you know, get it. We got Jimi Hendrix making these sounds with his, you know, guitar and giving a certain kind of distinct sound and made his own, you know, musical identity. Yet we got, you know, guitar pedals and all these kind of effects processes and we still can't get it right. So, like I said, my goal is to just really take music and make a 180 turn on it so it can be back to, like, the quality, because I really feel the artists are not giving as much as they could, you know. And I think the listeners are getting gypped. They're the ones that's getting gypped out of the situation. That's why you get lower sales as artists, so people will only download your favorite two songs or your favorite, you know, three songs out of 15 album track, you know. So my goal is to make what I like to call skip-free music, where this song makes sense, you know, and it leads into this song, and it's like a puzzle. You take the puzzle piece away out of the song to download, you know, some other songs. It doesn't make sense now. So you will want to just keep it all together. You want to listen to it straight through. And that's the goal for me, is just make everything better than the next one, but also remember that, you know, you're pleasing the listeners. You're pleasing the ears of listeners and people that, you know, you can change lives. And, you know, I'd rather have somebody say, you know what, man, my wife got married to your song, or we did this and this, versus, you know, hey, man, I did this drive-by on your song, and I don't want that on my head, you know. So I just want to bring music back to a forefront where there's quality and there's talent and there's you know, a loyalty and an honesty about and a genuineness of playing and doing your craft as musicians, as, you know, artists. And I think that's where I want to, you know, I see NVE pushing that way. And that's more of a movement. We're always trailblazing the paths. We're not followers. We're gonna create our own lane. Everybody can get crowded up on the freeway, but we're in that carpool lane and we're blazing a different path for others to follow.
Oh, I love the way you just flip-flopped all the keywords. It's just so, the quality of music. I am so glad that you have shared that with us, because you are getting a great response in the chat room, because people are feeling the same way about how music used to be and the path that you guys are taking your company on. It's just very inspiring to know that there is a company, a record label out there that is not just about the money, but about, you know, really affecting change as well.
Exactly.
I want to ask you very quickly. Now, we have a lot of spoken word artists that comes on to the show. So somebody actually asked me this question, so I'm going to ask it to you. I know that a lot of people are not really embracing spoken word, but there are a lot of spoken word artists are starting to put music to their poetry. Is there something on your platform that perhaps, if you're not doing it now, that you would consider in the future doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, like I said, in the early, mid-90s, when that whole Erykah Badu and, you know, Jill Scott phase was really, you know, strong, I mean, I played in bands where we, you know, there was spoken word. We had a hip-hop artist. We had a spoken word artist in it. I'm totally open to that because I really believe, you know, the power of the words, you know, and people can, you know, really with the poetry, I think it's more in a poetic form versus rapping. It's more geared to your listeners, and they're just listening and hanging on to every word that you say, versus, you know, sometimes our pop music or our hip hop culture, we're driven by the beat and we want to dance, we want to shake, but sometimes we need to get fed some good things, and I totally am open for that.
Well, why, poets, I asked the question, and you heard the answer to that. So, you know, I always have to, I get addressed with a lot of questions, and I try to pick out the ones that people really, really want to know that we can fit into the time frame. But at this very moment, we still have 20 minutes remaining in the show, and we like to, if you don't mind, Gary, I would like to play a track from one of your artists so people can kind of get and embrace what your some of your artists sound like who has not heard either Furious or Mandy Lee, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure, please. Please do.
All right. All right, well, we are going to play Furious track with everybody's so embracing that already, featuring Miss Lou. This is Electrify.
In the E, we came to party. Yeah. Street lights entice the lights of people who ride the rhythm. Red claps, perhaps you can step in. Silly straps, relax for the ride of your life. On the night, take flight, let loose 100 boots for you to get into. The cooling you is moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curb. Bird, great beats, body heat, keep rocking out. Had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor. Played it through, been said dupes, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climax. We clap in unison, tuning in the same bat channel with the apple ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds ground the sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose its mood. Choose the good vibe, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commence to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Defeat, do the talking moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, kill subliminal style.
Heard before, and it was just so creatively put together. How did you guys come to put the, like, it sounded almost like a classical sound plus a little a funk and R&B a little bit. It's just, tell us how you put this particular track together.
You know what? When I was writing this song, I'm a big fan of Quincy Jones and the work that he did for Michael Jackson, and I love using strings and horns and things like that. And when I was writing the song, I was like, man, I gotta give them something that they could still dance to, but something that is different. And I'm glad you said that, because that was my total goal on producing that track. When I was telling Furious, and actually how it works, I was actually out and about, and it just came to me, and I was like, oh man, I gotta call myself and leave myself this voice memo so I can not forget it, because you know, if you lose it, you lose it, and it's, you know, it's hard to force creativity. So I got home to my home studio, and I started bringing that track together, and I was telling Furious, you know, hey, you know what, this is the one. Sometimes you just know that's the one, or this is the one that's going to be the door opener. And to this day, this song is just like getting crazy airplay, crazy reviews, and I'm like, man, this is nice, you know. And I just kind of like bringing sounds that, you know, my goal is like, you know, when you get to have to mimic a track that I produce, you know, I want you to have to be a musician. I want you to have to, you know, okay, you can't do that, you can't play those chords, you can't do this or whatever. You need to go hire a musician and give job back to musicians and drummers and, you know, piano players and stuff like that, just to, you know, to mimic. And I want to make it hard as possible to mimic, but also sound simple still, where it still sound like they haven't been missing it on. It still can blend in with the mix of what's in today, but there's something that's just different about it.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. It's just, you know, I definitely I also bought that track myself.
Thank you.
Or downloaded that track. I don't know if I think that I did purchase it. I think it was like 99 cents on iTunes or something.
There you go. Thank you.
So it's very affordable, people, all of those that are tuning in. If you want to get that track, it is available on iTunes, very affordable. And we, you know, we waste 99 cents on it, just, you know, things that are not healthy for us. So please support.
You know what I'm saying? I tell my friends all the time, hey, you can give a dollar to a stranger. Let me help support, you know, the movement of NBE Records, and we'll go ahead and, you know, give back musically to our best and our all that we can do when it comes to shows, when it comes to production, when it comes to, you know, anything that we're doing, we want to give back and give to you guys, because pretty much without the fans and without the people that are believing behind, you know, the artists and behind the companies, you know, we're nothing. And a lot of people lose sight of that. So I you know, I appreciate anybody that downloaded and that's planning on downloading or just even listening. You know, it's a very humbling experience. And like I said, if you can, you know, give a dollar to Joe down the street and you don't know Joe, you don't know me, but I'm going to give you something good in return. So I thank you guys for all your support.
Yes, yes. Well, we have somebody in the chat room say, I just bought a Real Flames. Yes. Yes, he's a very talented brother himself. Now, very quick, we have some people. We have other people on the switchboard, but you must raise your hand in order for me to connect you in. If you are interested in asking Gary a question, please raise your hand. Otherwise, I would just think you're just listening in. And we still have 11 minutes remaining in the show. If you wish to call in and ask Gary any further questions, the show number is 917-932-8881. Again, those who are on my switchboard without your hands raised up, if you do want to chime in and ask a question, please feel free, but you must select an option one to raise your hand, and that way I will know to connect you in. We are going to continue to ask you more questions, Gary, because I'm so enjoying the interview with you and just learning more about NVE Records. I do have another question as to when an artist comes to you, how would an artist present a demo tape if they wanted to, you know, connect with you, or what is the process of getting connected with NVE Records?
The best way, because no one really hardly, you know, we're phasing out CDs and, you know, the whole nine. However, I mean, if you got product, you know, that's totally fine. I mean, if you see me in person, I'm always willing to take product and listen to it, leave, you know, contact information. For those who are across, you know, distances and things like that, the best way to get in touch with me is info@nverecords.com. That's info@nverecords.com. And you can submit your audio, your information like that, and, you know, callbacks and things like that, you know, and I'll definitely call you back and give you any kind of insight that I can help you with.
Does it ever become overwhelming in the industry? Because I know you have to put in such hard work, and I can imagine that sometimes it may become overwhelming, but does it ever become overwhelming for you to
It is actually when you're the business owner, you know, a lot of people think that's just a title, as I'm the boss, you know, CEO. But it's not about that. It's actually about serving. You're doing the most of serving. You're doing the most of giving back and helping someone grow to help you down the line. So beginning stages of things, it's like you're doing a lot. So it can be overwhelming at times. However, you know, I've grown to know that, you know, life is pretty much all about how you balance your time and how do you utilize your time. You know, so I know that, you know, I have to balance time when I'm, you know, I can't just do music every single day like I want to, because I have a wife and I have kids and they need time. They need me time, and they need, you know, me to go to their game or whatever it may be. So, and they don't understand, like, how I look at it, you know, as an adult. They're kids. They're just going to be like, hey, you know, I want to do this. Let's go swimming, Dad. Let's do this. Hey. So, you know, it's just life is about balancing your time. And when you can balance your time and still do your craft, that's a good thing. And so, I thank God that he's given me that wisdom on how to balance my time and actually be able to, you know, weigh everything out. So, you know, I'm not robbing Peter to pay Paul from this person to this person. It's just, you know, it's a balance.
All right. I love that you said that about being able to divide your time between family and the thing that you desire to do, and that's create music, because that is very important, not to be able to balance family and not, you know, leave your family aside for just music, because you have to balance it out somehow. Because your family definitely is very important. So I'm glad that you said that, because a lot of artists do get so overwhelmed and so caught up in trying to create music, they sometimes get out of reality, and they, with the music, it's okay to be passionate about music, but if you lose yourself totally in it and not consider others around you, then it becomes dangerous, I believe.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people I know, they get wrapped up into putting a time limit on what they're trying to accomplish. And in this business, you know, I know when you put a time limit on it, you know, it's like, okay, it's good to set goals and reach those goals. But when you say, oh, man, I want to be rich and famous before I'm 25 or whatever it may be, or be a famous musician by that age, and if it doesn't happen, then what happens? You know, so you have to just give it your best all the time. Set those goals, but just give it your best all the time, and know that this business is not, you know, based on your time schedule. It's all timing. You know, you can try to get your way into something, and you might mess around and be a one-hit wonder and then never heard of again. But you wait to the right timing where something that's working in its favor to go back towards you, you have longevity at it, you know.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because everything, people are so, they want to get on this quick path of riches and fame, but not go through the process. The process is such a much better journey to follow, because that means that you're hitting every point, you're learning your lessons in between, and then once you get to where you need to get, then you can be at ease with where you are currently. But if you try to go the fast track, sometimes you will just miss all the things the mistakes that you made, and sometimes you can't recoup from the mistakes you made sometimes. You know, sometimes you can't go back and change certain things when you don't follow the process.
Exactly.
Gary, it has been such a pleasure interviewing you. We have 4 more minutes remaining in the show. Is there any last parting advice or information that you want to give out to our listeners that are signed into the chat room and that are tuning into the show without being signed in? Is there any last parting information or thing you wish to say?
Sure. You know what? The advice that I give to everybody, regardless if you're doing music or regardless if you're working at Burger King or whatever, you give your all and be 100% real with yourself. You know, when you're 100% real with yourself, pertaining now, let's say, with music, you have to say, okay, who am I up against? You know, if my friends say I sound like Lil Wayne or I sound like, you know, Keisha Cole or whoever it may be, you then have to take that for what it is and now compare your stuff to that person, because although you might be a fan of that person, eventually if you're planning on getting in that business, you're going to be a competition of that person. So, you know, again, that goes back to playing hardball and being on that same page. When, you know, when I'm doing this business, I'm trying to get after the status of the Berry Gordys and the P. Diddy's and all that stuff, because, you know, that's what I'm in, and I'm not playing college ball when everybody else is playing pro, you know. So we have to be 100% real with ourselves and say, you know what, that quality didn't sound on the level of Mary J. Blige, you know, and this song sounds like a Mary J. Blige song. Let me go back to the drawing board and remix it or hit this a little bit better and invest in yourself. People invest in yourselves and perfect your craft. Sometimes it's, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, do you want to be in the clubs, you know, partying, having a good time, listening to other people's music, or you want people listening and having a good time to your music, you know, and that's those decisions that you have to, you know, ask yourself. That's pretty much all the advice I can give you. I mean, if I can give a couple of shout outs to my team and my friends, I'd like to give a shout out to my artist, Mandy Lee, her fiance and our photographer, Doug, Furious, Ingrid, Miss Lou, Med Scholar, new artist coming up, and Fuse, Neglect, Sharia Lee, Fawn, that's my PR, and I know I'm going to be forgetting somebody. Somebody's going to be texting me like, hey, what about me? Marcus Surf, my boy Sips, and I also give a shout out to DJ A1, my DJ. And all the whole NBA family and friends and all those, you know, the guys that make it all possible. You know, we all help each other out, and we all have the same goals in mind. And again, NBE is not just a label, it's a movement, and we can't move without you, the fans.
All right. So you have heard it. I'm sorry, did you want to say one last thing?
Oh, no, I was just saying thank you very much for having me. It was a total honor. And, you know, next time I come, I might have to get you a jingle for your phone number so you can just click that jingle on and people can dial in.
Okay. Thank you so much. Blog Talk just told me 90 seconds. But I wanted to thank our very special guest this evening, Mr. Gary Dodson from NVE Records, for agreeing to be on the show. It was such a pleasure having him.
Oh.
All of the guests that tuned in and signed into the radio show, we so appreciate you for hanging out with us here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
I got one more.
Sure.
And Vernac. My artist, Vernac. Oh. I just got a text message. I told you I was going to get one more. I'm going to forget.
Vernac, shout out to you. So thank you all for hanging out with us and tuning in. Please check us out on Thursday night for our open mic night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Friday this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be Furious on the show. And we are so looking forward to that. And I want to say God bless to everyone. Good night. And have a safe rest of the weekend. Good night. And we're going to take it out with a little bit of... Mandy Lee.
Easy go, that was just been all from the beginning. I was all in. Shoulda showed you all my cards from my first kiss, and my blue eyes were open, 'cause they were hoping you'd give me all your love. But I got so very scared, I got so very scared, I did. You wanted all my love. That's just how I read this. You'd send me back to hell, but the fire's in my kiss. Bad woman, mad woman, that's just who you saw. Oh, I never did you wrong, and I never touched your car. Gave me what you had, I just couldn't give it back. Just couldn't give it back. Not so fair, so fair. To give you all my love was what
night.